Humans call it Christmas. Our marrow feast approaches. The last quarter harvest has begun. We hunger. It was 2 days before the long night's moon, a magical time for our species, made stronger by the marrow feast. It was what humans called Christmas. I've heard them pass stories of these traditions down to their younglings. Time spent with family no one saw the rest of the year. Tables filled with food, making everyone miserable after eating. Then the highly anticipated gift exchange. Traditions that disappeared hundreds of years ago. I had no idea what any of it meant, but it seemed important to them to keep the story alive. As I wound my way through cages filled with this year's crop, I breathed in one whose scent reminded me of a friend. I guess you could call him a friend, as humans go. His name was Ned. He died earlier this year. When alive, we would talk about such things as were important to him, or I would sit and listen as he recounted stories to the younglings. This time of year was special for us, too, our largest harvest of the year. Once we started growing crops instead of hunting for food, the quality of our fare was much better than in the past. We were stronger than the other tribes. They feared the strength and power the marrow gave us. We had not eaten meat in generations, finding the practice of our forebears revolting, instead preferring the juicy marrow from bones. The magic we absorbed lasted us the whole year until the next marrow feast. We spent all year raising crops in preparation for our annual celebration. Sitting around the fire that evening, we gave thanks to the long night's moon while respectfully waiting for our elders to pass out this year's harvest. I snapped my first bone in two, knowing my night was more special than most. I knew where my magic marrow came from, a friend. Looking up at the moon, I whispered, "Merry Christmas," as I slurped the goodness that was Ned, a bit of his marrow sticking to my chin.